Lesson 53. Thick, thin. Is this piece of paper thick?
No, that piece of paper isn't thick, but it's thin.
Is the table thinner than the glass in the window?
No, the table isn't thinner than the glass in the window, but it's thicker.
Big, little. What words can we use instead of the words large and small?
We can use the words big and little instead of the words large and small.
Comparative, superlative. Switzerland, usually. Generally, we use small instead of little to form the comparative and superlative of little. We usually say smaller and smallest, and not littler and littlest, because they are easier to pronounce. Do we usually say littler and littlest?
No, we don't usually say littler and littlest.
What do we use instead?
We use smaller and smallest instead.
Why?
Because they're easier to pronounce.
Is Switzerland a bigger country than Spain?
No, Switzerland isn't a bigger country than Spain, but it's a smaller country than Spain.
Is this a little room we're in?
No, this isn't a little room we're in, but it's a big room.
Paradigm, participle. Present, past, past participle. See, saw, seen. Sit, sat, sat. Cut, cut, cut. Arrive, arrived, arrived. Present. I see him every week. Past. I saw him last week. Past participle. I have seen him this week. Generally speaking, each verb in English has three parts: the present, the past, and the past participle. For example, I see him every week is present. I saw him last week is past, and I have seen him this week is the past participle. The three parts of the verb, see, saw, seen, are called a paradigm. What are the three parts of an English verb?
The three parts of an English verb are the present, the past, and the past participle.
Give me an example, please.
See, saw, seen. I see him every week. I saw him last week. I have seen him this week.
What do we call these three parts?
We call these three parts a paradigm.
We must learn the paradigm of each verb. Some are very easy and some are difficult. There are four kinds of verbs. One, those that have all three parts different. For example, see, saw, seen. Two, those that have only two parts different. For example, sit, sat, sat. Three, those that have all their parts the same. For example, cut, cut, cut. And four, the regular verbs that add the letters ed to form their past and past participles. For example, arrive, arrived, arrived. What are the four kinds of verb paradigms? And give me examples, please.
The four kinds of verb paradigms are 1. Those that have all three parts different. For example, see, saw, seen. 2. Those that have only two parts different. For example, sit, sat, sat. 3. Those that have all their parts the same. For example, cut, cut, cut. And 4, the regular verbs that add the letters ed to form their past and past participles. For example, arrive, arrived, arrived.
Lose, policeman. Do you ever lose your money?
Yes, I sometimes lose my money. Or no, I never lose my money.
If you lose your way in a large city, what do you do?
If I lose my way in a large city, I ask a policeman.
Which do you think it's worse to lose, an arm or a leg?
I think it's worse to lose a leg.
Why?
Because we can do most things with only one arm, but we can't walk very well with only one leg.
To be angry. To make angry. Noise. Do you get angry very easily?
Yes, I get angry very easily. Or, no, I don't get angry very easily.
What kind of things make you angry?
The kind of things that make me angry are when things go wrong, when I can't do what I want to do, people who make too much noise, etc.
What do you do when you're angry?
I go for a walk, I say nothing, etc.
Do you feel hungry at the moment?
Yes, I feel hungry at the moment. Or, no, I don't feel hungry at the moment.
Fish. Swim. Which do you prefer, fish or meat?
I prefer fish.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim. Or, no, I can't swim.
Can you swim like a fish?
Yes, I can swim like a fish. Or, no, I can't swim like a fish.
What does it mean to swim like a fish?
To swim like a fish means to swim very well.
Dream. Do you dream very much at night?
Yes, I dream very much at night. Or, no, I don't dream very much at night.
Garden. Have you a garden at home?
Yes, I have a garden at home. Or, no, I don't have a garden at home.
Refuse. Do you ever refuse to help other people?
Yes, I sometimes refuse to help other people. Or, no, I never refuse to help other people.
Separate. Do you write your dictations in a separate book?
Yes, I write my dictations in a separate book. Or, no, I don't write my dictations in a separate book.
Crime. Is there very much crime in the town where you live?
Yes, there's a lot of crime in the town where I live. Or, no, there isn't very much crime in the town where I live.